Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Pei Zayin. Pei Zayin, as we started off the ninth perek yesterday, and we are up to the top of Pei Zayin, no, towards the bottom of Pei Vav Amabez, we are up to Litra B'Tzalim. So the Mishnah spoke about if I plant Truma, what's the halacha? We mentioned that it's midrabanan. We say the Truma still has status of Gidulei Truma, even though it's chulin for all intents and purposes, except for that it's usur for a non-kohen to eat it. So what happens if I plant other kedushos? Says the Gemara, litra bitzalim shel maiser rishon shenata. What if I plant maiser rishon? So maiser rishon has trumas maiser in it. I plant maiser rishon shenata. As we're going to see, midaraisa, anything you plant is no longer that item, and it is batel, and then it is like teva when it grows again. So litra bitzalim shel maiser rishon shenata v'hari ba'esa litrin. You planted one litra, and now it's 10 because it grew. Planted 10. Hare elu chayavas b'maisrus. Right? It's nechshav tevel, meaning the special din of being considered what it was only applies to truma. So this is the chayavos be. So it's chayav b'maisrus because it's considered tevel. Ume oso maiser rishon, and we read it like that. And from that maiser rishon, so it's called tevel. So I'm going to take maiser rishon. From the tevel, and from that maaser rishon, skip two words, mafresh alav trumas maaser v'al mashenata. So really, it's considered tevel, right? When you plant maaser rishon, it's called tevel. So I'm going to take maaser rishon from this tevel. But says the Gemara midrabanan, the trumas maaser that I'm going to take from the tevel is not only going to be the enough trumas maaser for the maaser rishon, but it's going to be trumas maaser for what was planted originally as well. Number one, litra b'tzalim shel maaser sheni shenata. What about the litra b'tzalim if I do maaser sheni? V'harei ba eser litrin, and there is now 10 litrin, so chayeves b'maaseris, though it's chayev and maaseris, because again it's considered tevel, v'chozer upode es maaser sheni shenata. But even though it's called tevel, but I have to midrabanan, again, treat it as if there was maaser sheni, so the original amount of maaser sheni, I have to take that money, that amount of money, and treat it with kedusha. So the halachas are different. If I'm planting maaser rishon or maaser sheni versus planting truma, as was said in the Mishnah. Okay, so now we get back to what is discussed in the Mishnah, and that was we discussed the iser of threshing and with an animal, and the iser of muzzling one's animal. So we discussed the iser of chasima in the Mishnah because there was a problem. If the truma is, it's called truma when it's in the ground, and if I then use my animal, so I have to muzzle my animal, but I'm not allowed to muzzle my animal, but I have to because I can't let the animal eat truma. So what do I do? So the Mishnah said, oh, if you use your hands and you manually harvest, so then beautiful. Hachove meshubach, the Mishnah says. And if you have to use your animal, we said put the basket around the animal's neck, and the animal will be able to eat from what it is threshing, and you won't violate because you'll be able to give it to the give the animal food, and it won't be eating truma. So vachovim meshubach. So the Mishnah said the best thing to do is manually beat it and thresh it that way. Min man mi meshubach. It's better than what? Just to clarify, the Gemara says min adash. Right, it's better than doing it with an animal. Right, better to do it with one's hands than with an animal because there's no iser if you just use your hands. So what should you do? Adash kesedu osev achulu. So the Mishnah spoke about putting it in a basket around the animal's neck, which we already noted in the last year. That's interesting because if you just look at the Mishnah, the pasuk says, don't muzzle the animal. And all of a sudden Chazal say, but if you do something that doesn't hurt the animal, so then it's not a problem. And we said, isn't that darshin on time at the krah? Right? That's darshin. We don't darshin reasons for mitzvahs and then come up with kulas based on that. So it must be that that's not the reason for the mitzvah. That is the Hagdaras ha-mitzvah. The definition of the mitzvah is tzar balechayim, right? That's one of the sources that, again, Rav Asher Weiss in a different article brings that there are 11 sources in the Rishonim for tzar balechayim. One of them is this, well, losachsum sharbadisho, right? And there are many others, which begs the question, why there are 11 sources? How can there be 11 sources for one din? Because the answer is, the real source is that there is no source. The real source is it's Ratzon Hashem. The real source is that, based on everything else that we know in Torah, then obviously Tzar Bal Chaim is something that we believe is a value that we believe in, that we should not pain animals. But this is one of the suggested sources. So Adash Ketzer Osev Achulu Satani B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Tolu Lo Karshinim V'Hein Yafin Lo Minakol. Says Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah said that what do? You put in the basket the same type of whatever field, if they're in lentils, so you got to put lentils in the basket, whatever it is. But Rabbi Shimon says, you could put in karshinim, that's the best. Karshinim, and then vein yafin lo min hakol. That's the best. And the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, Bamitzia daf peites daf sadi, where the sugyas of Isra of Chasima come up, discuss. This sheet is quoted there also. Is there a machlokas? Like, does the Tana Kama not hold of this? The Tana Kama says, no, you have to give the exact same type. While Rabbi Shimon says, no, you could give any type. So it seems the Bali Tosfos, the Tosarush there in Bamitzia, daf sadi, seem to say that it is a machlokas. But the Ritva there in Bamitzia, I'll just read the Ritva. The Ritva Bamitzia daf sadi says, Rabbi Shimon is quoted there, maybe Karshinim Vitolola, Omer Rabbeinu. He quotes from the Rabbeinu, the Rashbi leferushe ba. Rashi Rabbi Yochai is coming to explain. He's not arguing on the other shita. The Alfagav de min acher lo yitle. Even though you're not allowed to put in another type, karshin and tola shein yafes la. Karshinim are the best. Karshinim are the best. And therefore, even the Tanakam would agree to that. I'll prove it to you. Teda de la kamani baylon. Because later on, the Gemara asks, this is what we said yesterday. What was the Gemara ask? Remember, the animal has a stomach issue. Could you muzzle it then? So he quotes that. Ibaya imishum de mali la omar rachmana. Is it because it's good for the animal, and therefore you should muzzle the animal? O mishum de mitzara, viyamrina tani tur shum bayachai. And we quote this from shum bayachai. Vilo avi pligi rabbanon, hechi pashim idir shum bayachai, davi yichida. The Gemara later on quotes Rav Shimon bar Yochai as an answer to that kasha. But if Rav Shimon bar Yochai is against the Rabbanon and two different cheetahs, what do you call Rav Shimon bar Yochai to answer up a question? It's a das yachid. It must be, says the Ritva, Rav Shimon bar Yochai does not argue. He's being mosif. It must be that everybody would agree that you can give the karshinim because that's the best, and the animal would love that the most. But the Tanakhama just said you have to give. If you don't give better, if you give equal quality, then you have to give from that type. Period. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Zosa Mer. Rabbi Yosi says, well, if this is true, then putting a basket around the animal's neck with fodder works in this case because you don't want him to eat the truma. Then mistame, it always works. Let's say I don't want the animal just to eat my stuff, my field, but I'm going to give him the same food. I just don't want him to eat this field. So it must be that it's okay. Right? Also, kein bachulin in over, mishum bal tachsum. It must be that also would work, because if it works here, why shouldn't it work there either? Fine. Next, hamarchin bekitnios. Marchin, from the word harchana, is to bend over. But it's another lashon of threshing. Hamarchin bekitnios, right, with legumes, ubetilton. Tilton is one of those that you make a special yiratzon on Rosh Hashanah, fenugreek. One time, a couple of years ago, I went into the store looking for fenugreek. They had no idea what I was talking about. But tilton. So, eina over mishum losach bal tachsom sharbadisho. What is the Gemara saying here? Hamarchin bekitnios. The Gemara is saying here, a chiddush, that only actual threshing, that act, where I thresh, and what does threshing do? Bedisho, right? It cuts, and then it takes off the chaff, right? That malacha. Only that is usser. Right, if you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Hamarcha Bekitnios, Shedorchan Aleim Lahasir Klipasan, right, if I crush it, I do a different act than just threshing. I marchin, I lean on it. I push it down, there's no Isser. Why? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Deloasra Torah Chasima Ela Bishaz Disha, Shi Gemar Malacha. When I do the threshing, which is the final stage of the processing, that's what's Usser. Aval HaMarachsos, Shehu Kodem Shaz Disha, this is an earlier stage, then ino over, then one doesn't violate. Then there wouldn't be an iser de araisa in that case. It's an earlier stage. Aval aser mevdei maris ayin. But not everybody knows exactly the process that you're doing, so it still could be aser because of maris ayin, but it's not an iser de araisa. Obviously, it's an iser de rabbanan. Period. Machlokas tanoim. Is tenuye tani. Some say, some have the following braisa. Bidayish, right, that's darshing from the word bidisho. Bidayish shehu mutter lacha. When is it usur to muzzle your animal? Only by food or by, you know, tvua that is growing there that is mutter for the animal to eat. If it's usur for the animal to eat, then there's no isser of muzzling the animal. Right? This pashtus is not the opinion of our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah has a case of, oh, it can't eat truma, so what are you supposed to do? There's an isser of muzzling, so come up with this strategy of putting the basket on the neck. What do you mean? According to this braisa, if it's usur to eat, then there's no isser of muzzling. So, tani b'dayishu mutar lecha. So, according to that, that's one day. Is tani b'dayishu asur lecha? And there's another braisa that says, no. Even if it's usur, there's still an isser of disha. Period. Let's talk about that for a few minutes, and then we'll go to the next. Interesting. So, b'dayishu mutar lecha. The b'farshim discuss. So, that's only... So our Mishnah wouldn't fit into that for that Brisa, right? Because that our Mishnah comes up with this whole strategy. But is that really true? We're talking about Truma Durabanan, right? We're talking about Gidule Truma. Gidule Truma is Truma Durabanan. So what's in my field now? Rabbinic Truma, and there's an Issa D'Oraisa muzzling my animal. So I'm suggesting that there won't, according to the opinion out there, that if something is Issa to eat, then there's no Issa of muzzling. This is Mutta to eat me, D'Oraisa. Right, it's mutter to eat midaraisa. It's only truma d'rabanan, so it's mutter to eat midaraisa. You're going to say there's no isser of muzzling? Could the din d'rabanan of truma d'rabanan be powerful enough to say, oh, it's usur for the animal to eat because it's truma d'rabanan, and therefore there's no isser d'oraisa of muzzling the animal? Right, the Gemara is going to talk more about this on Amud Beis. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to mention this. That isn't this against the Mishnah? I'm jumping ahead, but the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to say that this braisa is against the Mishnah, but is that really true? So if you look at one of the Mefarshim in the back, I'll just read it. It is the Kochav Miyakov. If you look in the Kochav Miyakov, the Kochav Miyakov says, one second. So this is seems to be Mikan Muchach Dein Roi Midrabanan Havi Eino Roi Midaraisa. Right, you see from here, if something is eno roi mi derabanan, you could still say that's the definition of midaraisa. Toha mastisan may be gedulei truma. Via filu hachi, still the Yerushalmi calls it daish asr. Afilu lekula. To lo labra la mishum lo sachsom. There's not going to be an isra of chasima here, even though it's only asr derabanan. So that is part of a very large topic, as we know. Derabanan is affecting daraisas. A very parallel sugya. Again, there are many issues about Durabanan affecting Daraisas. If the Rabbanan say a sukkah is possible Durabanan, I'm not even Yossi on a Daraisa level. Mm-hmm. But almost exactly parallel to our case, which is in terms of definitions, is the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara in Sukkah, Chav Gimel, Man Aleph, and the Bavli. The Gemara talks about how your sukkah has to be roi for all 7 days. Your sukkah has to be roi for all 7 days. If you build a sukkah that is not roi for all 7 days, so then it is not a good sukkah. So what's a sukkah that's not roi for all 7 days? If I build a sukkah on top of a camel, right? You can't climb a camel on Shabbos. That's hishtamshus bebehema, right? The Shabbos of sukkahs, you can't climb into your sukkah. If the animal is a wall of the sukkah, okay, then I don't need to climb the animal. I'm allowed to use... Right, but if the sukkah is on top of a camel, I could climb up. But if it has to be roi for all seven, it's not roi for all seven because on Shabbos I can't climb the camel to get to the sukkah. But one second, you can't climb midaraisa. You could climb in. It's only an issur d'rabanan of ishtamshus bebehema. You're going to tell me that's not roi midaraisa? It's roi. It's machlokas tanoim. Machlokas tanoim. The Gemara says chagas sukkas tasal choshevas yamim sukkah haruuya l'shiva shma sukkah. Sukkah she'en roi l'shiva, lo shma sukkah. You need a sukkah that is roi l'shiva, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda passels a sukkah al gabe behema. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't use a sukkah al gabe behema because, it's not roi for all 7 days. For Rabbi Meir, what does Rabbi Meir answer? Rabbi Meir would say, no, it's kosher. Why? Hanami midaraisa mechsachazia. Midaraisa, you could go onto the sukkah. For Rabbanu to gazruba, the Rabbanu just goes there. And what does Rabbi Yehuda answer back? If the Rabbananer goes there, it's called Sukkah She'en Ru'uya L'Shiva. Right? It's exactly the same kind of idea here. If the Rabbanan say this is Truma, so then this is called Usur to eat, and therefore there wouldn't be an Isser of muzzling. Wouldn't be an Isser of muzzling. Again, this is, the Rabbanan's affecting to Arises. This is one type of category of definitions. But we have other cases when the Rabbanan tell me not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And if I blow shofar anyway, so do I get a mitzvah daraisa shofar and I get a aveira to Rabbanan of not listening to the Rabbanan? Or does the Rabbanan have the power to wipe out the mitzvah? And if I do it, I get nothing. Right? Or the Rabbanan told me what words to use for benching or for Shmon Esrei. So now if I use different words, do I kiddush? Minchas chinuch kasha. Do I get a daraisa, but just not the drabanan, or do I not get anything? So each of these could be different. You don't have to say the same thing in each of these. But the one in our Gemara, which is about definitions, that's parallel to the one in Sukkah, because it's about a definition, whether it's ro'i, and would you say that? Maybe one other example, and then we'll continue, because this one is in Trumas. This one is in Trumas. Says the Mishneh Lemelech. First the Rambam. The Rambam in Zayin Aleph, in Hilchas Trumas. Kohen tami asur lechol truma. Bein tamei bein Torah. A tamei kohen cannot eat truma, even if it's tamei truma. Just because you're tamei doesn't mean you could eat tamei truma. A kohen tamei cannot eat truma, period. Shenemar ish ish mizera aron v'ut saru ozav, bekashem lo yochel. Ve'ezu yikodesh ochlon oso, kozera aron, zachar menekevas, avi omez et trumos. Fine. Ela shekol tamei, but there is a difference. Shekol tamei ha'ochal truma tahora chai misa b'dei shemayim. If a tamei kohen eats tar truma, they're chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Lefichach loke, shnamer v'shamur v'shmishparti. But if a tamei eats tamei truma, so then they are violated lav, but ain't a loke. Okay, there's a difference. Fine. Says the Mishneh Lemelech, what if a kohen eats truma tameya midarabanan? So midaraisa, it's tar. Is he chayiv misa b'dei shemayim? Midaraisa, it's tar truma. So, and he's tamei. So is he going to get misa b'dei shemayim for that? Or once the Rabbanan said it's tamei, then it's tamei. Yesh l'es topic, b'misha achal truma tamei amid Rabbanan. Ichayev karis. I guess this is a Hashem question. Doesn't really make it such a nafkamina for us. I mean, it says karis. Karis might make a nafkamina because you get malchus for every karis. But misa b'dei shemayim would make a difference. Mi amrinan kivan de truma zu tahor min ha-Torah. Shaper karinan beyu mesubo ki yichal aluhu. O Dilma, Av Kisha Tumasa Midrabanan, Mimatinan La, Viamin and Pratlozusha Mukhulelas Vomedes, Vishlano Harbe Kayotse Baze. And there are many other examples, like Haba Biosasuros Midrabanan, right? The Sota water only does its stuff if the woman has not been Mizana. What if she was Mizana with an Isser Shnia? Shnia Slarayas, and it's a Drabanan. See, many times the Mishneh Lemelech says that you have, is a Durabanan going to be effective? If a person is Ma'anes, somebody is Asar Midurabanan, are they going to still have to pay the Knas? Is that called Ro'i on a Daraisa level? Either way, this is all a great sugya of Durabanans and Daraisas, but our Gemara assumes that. Our Gemara assumes, as we're going to see on Amud Beis, that the Braisa of Shehu Asurlach is like the our Mishnah, but the one that says Mutter Lach, only what it's Mutter, but Aser, you wouldn't have an Isser, that wouldn't be like our Mishnah. Okay, the next 10 lines of the Gemara, Pashtas have nothing to do with what we're talking about. There's some of the Mefarshim struggle as to why this is here. It should be in 4 blot from now. The Ras Sirlio just takes out the whole Gersa, but we're going to read it. We're going to read it because it's here, and we'll check back in 4 days when we have it again. Amar Rabbi Babar Mamal. So this is commenting on the first Mishnah in the next parak. First thing the next parak says, if I have an onion, tzadi am a base. I have an onion of truma. An onion of truma, and I put it into lentil stew. So does the onion of truma give taste into the lentil stew? So the Mishnah says, if it's a whole onion, it does not. Does not give taste. We're going to have to talk about why that is. And if it's cut, it gives benosein tam. So the Gemara is commenting on that Mishnah. Again, what's it doing here? Not for us to now. Look at the Maharas Fulda works on it. Amar Bibabar Mamo Masnisa, when do we say that the onion does not give the onion truma onion doesn't give taste into the lentils? Bishe nitano misha hotziu adashim mehen. If you already have cooked the lentils, they have already released their moisture during cooking, so then they don't absorb the taste of the truma. They don't absorb. Adosh, and what do they do instead? Adoshim tsofdos, we changed the gersa, tsofdos with a dalet, tsofdos of social etain. The lentils rather harden the outside of the onion in a way that the taste of the onion does not go into the lentils. So, but that's only if the lentils have already been cooked, have already released their moisture, that's when they don't get any taste and they harden the outside of the onion. But if you put the onion in before the lentils are cooked, then lobada, then you don't say that in the Mishnah, right? Then you would say that there is taste transfer. There is taste transfer in that case. Continuing, ukamadat amar adashim tsofto soso shalo yitain, and just like we say that the lentils harden the outside of the onion so that the onion wouldn't give off the taste into the lentils, right? The truma onion wouldn't give off the taste into the chulun lentils. V'dechvasa, you can say the opposite too. Adashim tsofto soso shalo yivla, the lentils make it so it doesn't absorb. Meaning what? In the opposite case, hey chavida, what case? Batzel shel chulin. Flip it. If the onion is chulin, going into lentils of truma. So batzel shel chulin shenitnu l'toch adashim shel truma. The same thing. Is the onion, is it like, you have to treat it like truma? No. Afilu kein adashim tsofto soso shelo yivla. Again, if you put it into the lentils after the lentils are cooked, so it hardens the outside of the onion. So just like if the onion was truma, the lentils wouldn't be nechshav truma. So too, if the lentils are truma, the onion would not get the truma taste in this circumstance. A couple of other limitations. Hada the tamar, when does all of this apply? Biyavesh, this is only if the onion is dry. That's when there's no taste transfer. Avo belach aser. But if it's already moist, if it's moist, then it's aser, because then the lentils aren't going to do its thing about hardening the outside of the onion. If it's moist. Obviously, I guess hot, you have to say. As we'll see, if it's just moist, wet, it's not going to, unless you say moisture could get in, as moisture can get in. Bibatzal, and this only applies by onions. Ubakaflut, but by leeks, bein lach, bein yavish. By leeks, whether it's moist or dry, bein shalim, bein mechutach, whether it's whole or cut, usser, then it's going to be usser. We don't assume the same chemical processes happen by onion as they do by leek. Heavier, pitumto. What if you took off the pitum? The nick, the top of the onion is open, meaning there's a hole. There's a hole to get into the inside, then kemechutachu. Then even if it's whole, whole, because there is a hole, hole, it is considered totally cut in pieces, and therefore there would be taste transfer. Also, hayushnayim mishlosha, if there are two or three, then the lentils can't defend itself against such an attack. Right? So if there's two or three onions, then we assume there is taste transfer. Kemechutachinein, then it's like cut. And finally, one other limitation. Hada the tamar, when do we say that the truma onion does not give off the taste into the lentils? Hada the tamar, kishe'ein beklipa hachitzona benosein tam. If the outer layer of the onion isn't full of taste. It's a case where you have a regular onion, maybe inside. You don't have something special in the outer layer that's full of taste. Avalam yeshla, but if the outer layer, you know, is very tasteful, has a lot of in it, so then as the Mara Folda says, the klipa itself, you want to say it hardens, but yeah, but that outer layer gives off taste. And therefore, it's not going to have the same halacha as the Mishnah. Period. Adkan are detour into a section that we'll have to do with the next parak. I think we mentioned a number of years ago in one of the drushes, you know, one of the Bali Mosers say, why do we cry when we peel an onion? I'm talking about the layers of onions. Why do we cry and peel onions? So you could give a whole chemical reason, and that's fine, and that's true. But what's the depth? What's the amkus? Because we peel an onion, we remember how many layers that we have. And remember how many layers that we have to peel off to get to our essence. To peel off the layers. I don't know what the lentils symbolize. That the lentils harden your outer layer. I'm not sure. But many layers that we have. Okay, we continue. Says the, again, is this talking about, doesn't mention, heat. But, you know, if it's, we have a concept of soaking. If something just gets wet, we don't assume this taste transfer. Unless it's soaked for 24 hours. That's kavish kemevushal. Major machlokas rishonim. Kavish kemevushal. Is it overnight? Well, kavish kemevushal means if something is soaked in liquid, then there is taste transfer even without heat. Machlokas rishonim. Does that just mean overnight, or does that mean 24 hours? So we assume it's 24 hours. That's what we paskin. Is it only certain liquids like vinegar? Shita of Rashi, right? Or is it all liquids? We assume it's all liquids. So let's say something is soaking. You know, in you have chicken soup that's soaking in a plastic container. cold. If it's put in hot, it's hot. It's boiling. But if it's put in cold, but if it's in there within 24 hours, we assume that kavish kemavushal. 24 hours, that plastic container now has is fleishik, right? And then if you would put in, only by liquids this applies. If you would put in, I don't know, milk into that container and leave it in there for 24 hours, so then the container probably has absorption of milk and fleishiks. And again, what's the... Does the milk become fleishik? I'm not sure if we would go that far in terms of the if it's ben yomo, maybe this it can't be ben yomo because it's 24 hours. So I'm not sure how far we have to chazer those halachas of Yaradeya. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Maybe we'll get back to some Durabanans. So is tani tani bedai. So now we quote the brisa that we started off before we had the detour. Remember we quoted two brises. Two brises, whether there's an isser of muzzling one's animal, if the field is an usser anyway to eat. So is tani tani bedayishu mutar lecha. So one brisa says it only applies by a field that you're mutar to eat. If you're usser to eat it, then there's no isser of muzzling. So masnisa. So our mishnah kimanto amar af bedayishu usser lecha. Our mishnah must be going like the other opinion, right? Because what our mishnah says, you have to be nervous about the animal eating the truma. Animal eating the truma, that's usser. What do you mean have to be nervous about it? Maybe there's no isser if the field is usser to you. It must not be. It must be like our mishnah is assuming like the opinion that says there's an isser of muzzling even if the food is usser to you. Did taninan, because our mishnah says tole kefifus betzavar behema. Right, you put the basket on the tzavar of the behema, so you see beferish that our gemara links this to that machlokes, which is what we mentioned earlier, and that is even though there's only a durabanan problem here. It's only us a drabanan to eat. It's still nechshav. It still has ramifications on the daraisa. You could say lekula that there wouldn't be an isser daraisa of muzzling because this is us a drabanan to eat. Period. Bidisho. Now we have another drasha from the word bidisho. Bidisho velo bedarcho. Only bidisho by threshing, by the tvua. Bedarcho, but by pressing grapes. Right? Drichas hagat, by pressing grapes, there's no isser. Look in the Amara folder. Avalo anovim shedarkan ledarchan. Eino overim darchan bishvarim. There's no isser if you muzzle the animals while the oxen are crushing the grapes. Because it says bidisho, dafka threshing. And then he says, vizea tam tamani leil. This is what we said before by memaraches, or we had the girsa of marchin. Right? If it's not the act of threshing, then we're going to limit it. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, no, apedarcho. Says that even bedarcho, even by the crushing, it's going to be. Is going to be usher. Amar Rabbi Avun, Rabbi Akiva Shaul or Rav Shimon bar Yochai, begin mivdekune. Rabbi Akiva wanted to test Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Right, he was a student. Remember, Yevamis Samach Beis. Rabbi Akiva lost 12,000 pairs of talmidim, and the world was shameim. The world was desolate until he started again with his five students. Right, one of them being Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. Right, all the five students, and he started again. So he wanted to test one of his students. So Rabbi Akiva gives a test to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. What's the test? Chasa mi bachutz v'hichles mi bifnim. What happens if we mentioned this? I think in the previous year. What if I put the muzzle on outside, but I brought the animal inside? I didn't muzzle him. I didn't put the muzzle on in the field. So is that an issue? Is that still an issue? So even before we get there, Rabbi, I wanted to mention Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin of that Pevav notes that Rabbi Akiva is the source of all of Torah Shebal Peh, because Rabbi Akiva is the one that is the Rebbe of all of these great Talmidim. And the, let me just find the language of the Gemara. The Gemara has, the Gemara says here, Stam Asnisan Rebbe Meir, Stam Tosefta Rebbe Nechemya, Stam Sifra Rebbe Yehuda, these are all the students. Stam Sifri Rebbe Shimon, these are all the five students. And all the Stam Torah Shebal Peh sources is based on these rabbis. V'kulo alibid Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva is the source of all of Torah Shebal Peh. So all Stam, Mishnas, Brises, all of it is from the root is Rebbe Akiva, and then all of his branches go out to the Mishnah, the Brises, the Tosefta. That's all Rebbe Akiva. And again, the ability, Rebbe Akiva, one of the most unbelievable personalities in our history, after what he went through, add this to the list of being positive and optimistic. Gemara at the end of Maseches Makos, that he laughs when he sees the Harabayas. And at the end of his life, when he's being killed, I've waited for this moment all my life. And when they don't let him into the house and he has to sit outside with his horse and his chicken, called David Rachman Latav of it. And when he's 40 years old, he doesn't know anything. He's like, oh, I can see the water and it's the rock. And after he loses all of his students, I could start again. I could start again. And he becomes the source of all of Torah Shebaal Peh. Right, so that's the godless. This Gemara also reflects the godless of Rabbi Akiva. So he wanted to make sure his students were in tip-top shape, and he tests them. So he asks Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai this question, right? What happens if I put the muzzle on outside, and then I bring the animal inside? Meaning I don't put the muzzle on at the moment of the Disha. At the moment of the Disha, do we say that it is usser, right? Look at the Pnei Moshe on the bottom. Im bidisho dafka ka'amar rachmana. Does the Torah mean literally bidisho? Demashma bishashu osek bidayish lo sachzom. When he's involved in the disha, don't muzzle. Avalim chasam mikodem lo. Or do we say that no, even if you muzzle beforehand, the point is not to be muzzled at the time of the disha. And the answer, we will have to wait till next time. To get the answer on the next time.